Wednesday of the 23rd week of Ordinary Time. 1 Corinthians 7:25-31. Brothers and sisters, in regard to virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord, but I give my opinion as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. So this is what I think best, because of the present stress, that it is a good thing for a person to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek separation. Are you free of a wife? Then do not look for a wife. If you marry, however, you do not sin, nor does an unmarried woman sin if she marries. But such people will experience affliction in the earthly life, and I would like to spare you that. I tell you, brothers, the time is running out, and from now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully. For the world in its present form is passing away. The word of the Lord. The gospel is Luke 6:20-26. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in the same way." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, be aware of how Jesus reverses what the world desires and is focused on, and reveals to us an entirely new way of living. How is that? It is because now, having been washed in baptism, having been consecrated to be temples of the Holy Spirit, and having been justified in a right relationship with God and with our brothers and sisters, we grow having the mind of Christ. What does that mean? That we love what he loves, that we sorrow when he sorrows. And so this is blessedness, because the Lord in his infinite love gave himself completely to others. And so he lived in poverty, because when you love much, you see yourself as an instrument of love for others. And in this, you find the fullness of your identity as a person. And so it's a blessedness to be poor. And then we are immensely rich because the kingdom of God is ours. And blessed are those who are hungry, particularly hungry for justice, for truth. When you have this hunger for the word, that's why you're listening to this recording, you will be satisfied. How about weeping? How are we not to weep if we have the heart of Christ and we see the wars, the violence, the abuse going on, human trafficking going on, so much injustice? I was just reading this morning about Father Gordon, a priest who has been falsely accused. They paid witnesses against him. He's been over 21 years in prison and still there. How are we not to weep with Jesus? And so these are the Beatitudes. We come into a new mindset, into a new heart, because we are detached from the things of the world. And now we live participating in the love of God. And this is the blessedness. But woe to those who are still attached to the passing things, and they're rich, and they are always seeking for self-satisfaction and then laughing and so on. And the Lord says, woe to them, because they're living like the people of the world. And the day of reckoning will come. Now, let us go quickly to the first reading. It's from 1 Corinthians 7. Remember that the first segment of 1 Corinthians was dealing with the factions that are going on in Corinthians, and also the problems with members taking each other to court, the lack of unity in the community. Now he's going to start addressing particular questions that he has received, most likely through mail or through messengers. And the first one has to do with sexuality and marriage. And he says, in regards to virgins, and that includes both men and women virgins, he says he has no commandment from the Lord, but he's going to give his opinion. And of course, he being an apostle, this opinion carries a lot of weight. And he says, it's best because of the present distress, meaning the troubles of the world, the easiness by which we get pulled along the world, it is best, he thinks, it's a good thing for a person to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek separation. Are you free of a wife? Do not look for a wife. This is a basic outlook of St. Paul. He saw things passing very quickly, and he saw that we're living in this time between the first and second coming of Christ, that we should be so immersed in God that we see everything of this world not disconnected from these things, but seeing them in a new perspective, with a new purpose, not attached to them. And he says, these things otherwise will bring us affliction in this early life. And so if you're getting married because of a true vocation for God, from God, praise be to God. But most people really, or many people, get married and they don't have that perspective of the transcendental mission that they have. And this is the trouble that St. Paul wants to avoid. If you marry, marry in the Lord, realizing the sacredness and the trials that will come along with it. Then finally he says something very similar to the gospel. Those weeping as not weeping, rejoicing as not rejoicing. Those buying as not owning. Why not? Because it means that we are living, putting all our heart in this union with God. So if we're buying or selling or whatever, it takes completely a secondary place, and it is something passing that we do not put ourselves into it as the center, because the center has become God. God bless you.